to turn myself over. Amen. If you want, open your Bibles. We're reading from three portions of Scriptures. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 12. John 3:16. And James 1 and 17. Leviticus 26 and 12. John 3:16. And James 1 and 7. Leviticus 26:12, John 3:16, and James 1 and 17. Leviticus 26 and 12, and the Lord speaking, "And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people." John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." James 1 and 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Pray with me, please. Jesus, we love you, Father. We give you glory and honor for this day, God. Lord, it's a humbling experience to be able to, Lord, be able to come and together, Lord, to recognize what you have given to the world, the birth of a Savior for a whole world, Almighty God. Lord, that we can gather together in your name, God. Lord, to reflect your forgiveness. Lord, to reflect your mercy and grace, but most of all, to reflect your love. Lord, I'm asking for your Spirit to go to and fro, touching the hearts of men, God. Those, O Lord, that you know that's in desperate need of this hour, God. Lord, I'm asking you to protect the people of God, Lord. But let your Spirit go, Lord, and call into the deep, God. Lord, to open the prisons of death, hell, and the grave, God. To give a new life, God, to someone, God. To a people, to a nation, Lord, the gospel that have not heard, God. I'm asking this in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. You may be seated. We're in a season that is about gifts. So a simple title, God's Gift to the World, Himself. When people think of God, what would be the first thing come to mind? Giving. John 3:16, most people concorded, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God and giving go hand in hand. It started in the beginning of creation. God saw that there was nothing, and he gave the world what we know now, a gift. It was life. In Genesis 1:1-2, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." In Genesis 2:17, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Why did God give? Because he loves us, plain and simple. After Adam and Eve sinned and separated mankind from God, God knew that man would need a Savior to save him from himself. So the love of God was set in motion in Genesis, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." This was the first prophecy of a Savior, Jesus Christ, who would be to come, and there would be many other prophecies to follow. God instituted and set it up a system, if you will, and chose the nation of people, the Jews, to where they would reflect and show the world God and present him to the world, the perfect gift, himself. "Every good gift," James says, "and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of life, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Isaiah put it this way, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth forever and ever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. God was saying in the Old Testament that I have given you gifts, the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, priest, amen, the law, but I'm going to give you an even better gift, amen, than these. God said, you say that you know how to give good gift, but I'm going to give the world the best gift and the perfect gift. I'm going to give the world myself. Amen. He told his disciple, Luke 24:49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in Jerusalem, amen, until you be endued with power from on high." Galatians 4:4-5, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son." This is the Christmas message that we know. The Lord God Almighty came to a young lady who pleased him and said, "I will use you to give my gift to the world." And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God gives to the world himself. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people." This was the best gift ever given to mankind. God's gift to the world was himself. It is not good enough for someone to tell you that you have a gift. We are not satisfied unless we see it. And even better, unless we can handle it. "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. But it gets even better than this. God, who is rich in mercy, loving kindness, and forgiveness, said, "I love you so much, amen, that I will do even better. I will outdo myself. I want to be with you forever, and I want to make sure that you are never lonely and without love ever again. I'm going to give the world a gift that they can have with them all the time, a gift that will protect them and love unconditionally and love them back, a gift that will guide them and give them wisdom as they go through this life, a gift that is like no other gift in the whole world, a gift that no one else can give or duplicate, a gift that will change their lives forever." And Jesus says in Luke 11:13, "If ye, then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the gift of the Holy Spirit to them that ask?" John 7:37-39, "And in the last day of the great feast the Lord stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. But this spake he of the Spirit, which that they believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." If the giver, if God is not glorified, the gift cannot be seen. I'm going to say that again. If the giver If Jesus is not glorified in our lives, the gift cannot be seen. Jesus says, if you want this gift in John 16 and 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient, or it is profitable for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, the standby, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He told them that the gift that I want to give you will give you power to live a life that you can only imagine living. You will see things that you have never saw before. You will hear things that you have never heard before. You will do things that you have never seen or ever have done before. I'm talking about God gifts to the world, and this is Himself. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I'm talking about God gifts to the world. It is Himself. We're talking about God gifts to the world. The gift of the Holy Ghost is not like any other gift. It is the ultimate gift. The Holy Ghost is the only thing that a person needs to get to heaven. Hallelujah, where He is. And I want to give it to the world, the Lord says. Hallelujah, stand, I'm coming to a close. The gift of God is short and sweet. Amen, God says, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is the only gift that keeps on giving. When you are tired, the Holy Ghost is not. When you want to give up, the Holy Ghost just says, keep on going. When you don't know what to do, the Holy Ghost knows all things. When you can't forgive, the Holy Ghost will teach you and show you how to forgive. When you become broken, the Holy Ghost will piece you back together and make you stronger than you ever was before. When you cannot be comforted, the Holy Ghost will comfort you and will give you a peace that passes all understanding. When you have no more to give, the Holy Ghost will fill you up so you can give and give and want to give. And ultimately, when you don't feel love and can't love and don't know how to love, the Holy Ghost is love. The Holy Ghost will fill you so full of love that you won't know how to act. Amen. And you will have love, amen, you never had or ever felt. Hallelujah. Better yet, He will have love and give and show love to others when you could not before. The gift of the Holy Ghost, gifts to the world, He gave Himself. The Holy Ghost and the things that are in the Holy Ghost are like a wildfire once they are ignited. What, it gets bigger and it gets bigger. It consumes everything. And when it is set free, and once we allow the Holy Ghost to do what it is supposed to do, no one can contain it. It's like an avalanche once it gets started. It keeps on going. It consumes everything in its path. Nothing can stop it. You'll just have to stand back, amen, and wait until it stops. And when you look back, and unlike the natural avalanche, which leaves devastation and destruction and hurt and death, you'll find that this Holy Ghost, amen, will have healed. He has mended and has restored life. And to some, it has given life. And the best part, it leaves a relationship with our Maker, Jesus Christ. John 4 and 10, Jesus answered and said unto the woman at the well, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me this drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and we have given thee living waters. I'm talking about a gift today. God gifts to the world Himself. When you look in the mirror, brothers and sisters, you are a gift from God that the world wants to give the world. Amen. You have experienced things that the world has not experienced. They can only imagine. There's a people out there that is hoping and crying to a God, Lord, help us, save us, God. We have no peace. We have no hope. We have no rest, Lord. We from you. Hallelujah. The woman that had the daughter that was grievously vexed with a spirit,
She says, even the dogs will eat the crumb. Lord, I'll take the smallest gift that you have to offer, and it will satisfy me. Hallelujah. What was your wish for Christmas this year? What did you ask God for Christmas? What gifts did you give each other? Did you even think to ask or say, God, all I want for Christmas is more of you. God, I want to be more like you. What is under your tree or in your heart right now? The Holy Ghost, a gift from God, freely you have received. Freely give. What wonder could possibly happen if you would give the God that is inside you? Hallelujah, the gift to the world. God gift to the world himself. God gift to the world is himself. We reflect the God of glory. We reflect the Holy One of Israel. We reflect that little baby that was born in a manger, given to the world to reconcile the world unto himself. You are a reflection. You are one of the gifts of God that God wants to give to the world. Hallelujah. Just like these presents right here on this table. They're unwrapped, unopened. Nobody knows what's in it. But we know it's from God. The Word of God says that every gift, every good gift, and every perfect gift is from above. There is somebody who is messing up this hour. They're wanting a gift from God. But there's so many things of God that remains unopened. There are gifts of the Holy Ghost. There are parts of God that is inside you that remains wrapped up that God is wanting to open. God wants you to open so the gift from God in our natural life to see a gift under a tree and know that our name is on it. It's been inside of us. An anticipation, a hope. Not knowing. The world has heard about Jesus, most of it. Some have even heard some about Jesus. But one thing that they know about this God, that He is a giving God. And they're just waiting for their gift. They're waiting on you and I. They're waiting on you to glorify God in your life. Amen. Because if the giver is not glorified, the gift will never be seen. We have to glorify God in our marriage. Glorify God in our lifestyle. Glorify God. We have to open the present, the Holy Ghost, that is inside you. There's multiple gifts in the Holy Ghost. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers and some pastors to help you for the church to grow. He gave the gifts, the fruit of the Spirit. He's given us angels. He's given us peace, love, joy, meekness, all these things. He's given us liberty and freedom. It's the continuation message of freely you have received. Freely give. Give the world the gift of God. Because God, the greatest gift given to mankind, is God Himself. And we reflect Him. He created us in His image. Just a short message from the Lord. The gift from God Himself. Himself. Amen. Lord Jesus, I love you, Father. I thank you for the word, Almighty God. Lord, you know exactly what we need every time and right on time. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm asking, Father, that the gift that you have given us that is inside of everyone that's inside this room, God. Oh, Lord, help us to open and unwrap the gift that you've given us, Lord, that we can present it to the world. Lord, holy and righteous, Lord, loving kindness, forgiveness, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, there are so many gifts that still have not been, that are unopened, God. Lord, I'm asking for revelation and understanding, God. Lord, help us, Lord, the gift, the light that is in us, Lord. Your word says that you are the life of men, and that light, and you are the light. God, let your light shine through your people, through this church, God. Through the people of God, that where we go, that those who walk in darkness will have a clean, lighted path to salvation, to truth, to the cross, God. Lord, you gave yourself as a gift to this world. Lord, you gave, but you sacrificed. Lord, you gave all and you held nothing back from us, Lord. Because if you would have held anything back, we could not be free and made whole again. Lord, help us, God, in our walk with you. Lord, to give ourselves wholly, whole and freely to this world, God. We know the world will abuse us, Lord. We know the world will turn its back on us because it turned its back on you. Lord, we know the world is not going to like us, but Lord, that's not the point. It's not for whether they like us or not. It's because it's that we love them and we give them the gift that you've given us to give them, God. Lord, help us in our areas of our life, God. Lord, in our hearts and our minds, the things that, Lord, keeps us captive, God, and the things that keep us bound, the spirit of fear. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Draw them unto you, God, through the people of God, Lord, as we lift you up in our lives, God. Lord, thank you. Lord, because every good gift and every perfect gift comes from you, God. Lord, I'm asking at this time of the world, God, Lord, that I bind every spirit of depression and suicide, Lord, a hopelessness and despair that will come upon people, God. Lord, I'm asking for the gift of peace, God, and faith, Lord, to move through this earth, God. When the world without form and void in darkness, God, you move, God. Lord, you move. I'm asking God to move, God. At this time in the world, God, at the soon coming, oh Lord, of your appearance, God. Lord, I'm asking God that we be led by the Holy Ghost, God. Lord, that we'll die to flesh, God. And to be led by the Spirit, God, and to mortify the deeds of the body. Lord, help us be transformed by the renewing of our minds, God. Lord, that we'll know your voice, not only hear it, but obey, God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to reach out, Lord, upon the face of the earth, Lord, as the comforter. Lord, use us to comfort someone, God. Lord, to speak a word of encouragement, God. To intercede, God. Lord, these are the gifts that you empowered your church, God. But the gift is no good unless it's unwrapped and used. Lord, use us, Lord, till we can't be used anymore. Lord, we thank you. Almighty God, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.